Today we learned of the death of Junius Scales. Mr. Scales has the unique distinction of being jailed for being a member of the American Communist Party. A 1940s sedition statute known as the Smith Act prohibited advocating or participating in any organization or movement intending to overthrow the U.S. government by force. John Earl Haynes is a historian of 20th century politics who has studied the life of Junius Scales.
He grew up in the South in a prosperous family in North Carolina. His grandfather had been a Confederate colonel and a substantial Southern family. He had been a student at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, as any good North Carolinian of a good family would be. But then he became quite exceptional. Very few Southerners became communist, and he became one.
What brought him to communism?
Well, like a number of young people in the late 1920s and early 30s, they were quite shaken by the American Great Depression and lost their faith that American democracy and American private economy could recover, and thought that the Soviet Union and communism offered a working alternative that would succeed. The world was leading in that direction, and they wanted to be where the world was going.
Now, you know, it's funny, when I looked at this obituary and it said that Junius Scales was the only American Communist Party member to serve prison time under the Smith Act. And I had been under the impression that a number of people had been imprisoned under the Smith Act.
Well, he was the only one prosecuted under a particular provision. There were several hundred communists who were prosecuted under the Smith Act. Scales was unusual in that he was the only one who was prosecuted simply for being the member of a seditious organization that had as its goal the violent overthrow of the United States government. The other communists who were prosecuted under it were prosecuted under provisions dealing with being an official and leader of such an organization or of advocating violent overthrow.
And he spent how many years in prison?
He was sentenced to 6 years in prison, but he actually spent less than two before the government amnestied his prison term. There were some unusual parts of his conviction. By the time he was convicted, he had actually left the party. He had become disillusioned with communism in 1956 and 57 and abandoned the party in the wake of Khrushchev's confirmation about Stalin's crimes and the Soviet Union's invasion of Hungary. So he actually went to prison for being a communist at a time when he had ceased to believe in communism. And there were a number of persons in the government and his defense attorneys who argued that since he had ceased to believe in the crime for which he was convicted, having him serve time for it was kind of pointless. President Kennedy eventually agreed and pardoned him.
I gather that many, many people spoke in his defense, including the Reverend Martin Luther King, including Norman Mailer, James Baldwin, Saul Bellow. Many, many people apparently came to his aid in some sense.
Indeed they did.
And after he got out, what did he do then? Did he speak up against communism? Did he write a memoir? What did he do?
He found a job and tried to make a separate life for himself. His only political activity after he got out of prison was the writing of his autobiography, and that was not until much later. His autobiography didn't appear until 1987.
Thank you so much for illuminating this life for us.
Okay.
John Earl Haynes is a 20th century historian in the Manuscript Division of the Library of Congress. He remembered for us the story of Junius Scales, who died on Monday at the age of 82. A postscript, the Smith Act is still on the books, but several Supreme Court decisions have made it very impractical to prosecute.